Wikipedia.
Today is Monday, June 17th, 2024. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, Icelandic Horse. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome to Wikipedia, the podcast where we delve into the incredibly diverse world of Wikipedia, one article at a time. I'm your host, Alloy, and today we're diving into the captivating history, unique characteristics, and cultural significance of one of the world's most fascinating equine breeds, the Icelandic horse. In a nutshell, the Icelandic horse is a unique and hardy breed that's been in Iceland for centuries, known for its small stature, resilience, and distinctive gaits. First off, let's set the scene by understanding where these remarkable horses come from. The Icelandic horse has been around for over 1,000 years, and its lineage remains virtually untouched due to Iceland's strict import laws. Since the initial Viking settlers brought these horses to Iceland in the 9th and 10th centuries, no other horses have been allowed into the country. This isolation has helped preserve the breed, making it one of the purest horse breeds in the world. Think about that. Every Icelandic horse alive today is a direct descendant of those original Viking Age horses. Isn't that incredible? Imagine living in a land where your ancestors were some of the first creatures to set foot, adapting alongside humans in this rugged and beautiful part of the world. Over time, the Icelandic horse has adapted to Iceland's harsh weather and difficult terrain, becoming a resilient, sturdy, and versatile animal. Could you imagine the kind of relationship you would form with such a creature, knowing that your companionship paints a 1,000-year-old picture of mutual survival and trust? Now let's dive into what makes the Icelandic horse so unique from other horse breeds. For starters, while they are often referred to as horses, these animals are actually pony-sized, standing between 13 and 14 hands high. Despite their small size, they're incredibly strong and capable of carrying a full-grown adult with ease. But what really sets the Icelandic horse apart is its 5 natural gaits. Most horses have 3, the walk, trot, and gallop. The Icelandic horse has 2 additional gaits known as the tilt and the scathe, or flying pace. The tilt is particularly interesting. It's a smooth 4-beat gait that's so comfortable, riders say it feels like floating over the ground. This unique gait can be maintained at speeds similar to a trot, but without the bounce, making long-distance travel easier and more pleasant for both horse and rider. And then there's the flying pace, which is used in racing and can reach speeds equivalent to a full gallop, though it's less commonly seen in everyday riding. This gait is an exciting spectacle, with the horse's legs moving in lateral pairs so swiftly that there's a moment of suspension where all 4 hooves are off the ground. It's swift, thrilling, and a true marvel to witness. Let's pivot for a moment and talk about their impressive adaptability and the particular challenges they face and overcome living in Iceland. Given the volcanic landscape and harsh winters, these horses have developed a robust and forgiving nature. They've got thick double coats that keep them insulated during the freezing months, and behavior that suggests careful caution when navigating the rocky and sometimes volatile terrain. But Icelandic horses aren't just known for their physical attributes. They have a fascinating role in Icelandic culture and mythology, too. They appear in folklore and sagas, often depicted as noble and intelligent creatures. For instance, one of the ancient Icelandic sagas, the Njáls saga, features equine characters that symbolize traits such as bravery and resilience, reflecting the high regard that Icelanders have always had for their horses. Additionally, owning an Icelandic horse is often considered a source of pride in Iceland. Horseback riding is a popular activity among locals and tourists alike, with various clubs and organizations dedicated to preserving this ancient tradition. Many households that have the space and means will keep at least 1 horse, continuing a way of life that connects modern inhabitants with their ancestors. But let's extend our focus beyond Iceland's borders for a bit. The Icelandic horse has also garnered international fame and respect, with many organizations around the world dedicated to breeding and training them. Despite their size, these horses are in demand globally, especially for their unique gaits and gentle demeanor, making them popular amongst riders of all ages and skill levels. Could it be that their historical resilience translates into a universal appeal? It seems so. Switching gears a little, let's talk about some intriguing aspects of their lives and management. Because once an Icelandic horse leaves Iceland, it is never allowed to return. This is to protect the native breed from diseases and maintain its purity. Consequently, owners who export Icelandic horses for competitions or other purposes must be sure of their decision, knowing they won't be able to bring their horse back home. Do you think this strict enforcement is worth it to preserve the breed's unique characteristics? This question is interesting as it brings up broader conversations about heritage, tradition, and the lengths to which we go to protect something of cultural significance. As we begin to wrap up, consider this. The Icelandic horse is more than just a breed, it's a living piece of history, an embodiment of Iceland's tough, resilient, and spirited culture. These horses have not only survived, but thrived in some of the most challenging conditions on Earth. They have carried warriors, goods, and messages through snowy storms and volcanic eruptions. They have been steadfast companions in the literal sense, akin to the steadfast nature of the people who cherish them. If you ever get the chance to visit Iceland, or if you come across an Icelandic horse near you, take a moment to appreciate the rich history and impressive characteristics of these magnificent animals. Perhaps even consider taking a ride and experiencing the renowned Tölt for yourself. You might find that 1,000 years of history and adaptation, encapsulated in a 4-beat gait, leads to one of the most memorable rides of your life. Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Wikipodia. I hope you enjoyed our journey into the world of the Icelandic horse. For those inspired by today's topic, I encourage you to dig deeper into this fascinating article and explore the wealth of information available. Remember, the more we learn, the more we appreciate the world around us. Stay curious and join me next time as we uncover more hidden gems from Wikipedia's vast troves of information.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, Icelandic Horse. Thanks for listening. See you next time.